here.
Patient's name is Jean Estes. First name G-E-N-E. Last name E-S-T-E-S. Date of birth is 11/19/1949. Date of service is 5/4/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 72-year-old male. Presents to the clinic complaining of swelling to the left eye for the past 4 days. He states that he has been using a warm compress, warm tea bags, but it has been oozing green and clear liquid. He did have a swelling to the right eye as well, but that did start to subside with the warm compresses. Allergic to penicillin. The current medication was discussed with patients placed in chart. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, surgical history, denied, social history, denies drugs or ETOH, smokes 2 packs a day. ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 130 over 53, heart rate 45, respiratory 16, temp 98.3, O2 98, and he weighs 190 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT. He does have some erythema to the left conjunctiva. His right conjunctiva is okay. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, no erythema to posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non tender, bowel sound signs 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash. He does have area of erythema to that left eye. He does have purulent drainage to the medial aspect of upper eyelid. Right eyelid does not have any purulent drainage. No erythema noted at this time. Assessment and plan number 1, left eye infection. Number 2, left eye chalazion. Patient will be given a prescription of antibiotic eye drop as well as a prescription for antibiotic, which will be Keflex, to take twice a day for 7 days. Since he is a diabetic, he does have some swelling to the lower eyelid, and I just don't want him to that infection to get worse, since he is prone to infections with that diabetes diagnosis. If he has any worsening of condition, he will definitely return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. I did encourage him to continue with the warm compress multiple times a day for the next several days. And if he does develop a fever, I want him to return to the clinic for further evaluation. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.